This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. First of all, if you haven't seen the movie Million Dollar Baby and you don't want to know how it ends, turn down your radio for the next 3 minutes because we're about to tell you. I'm going to stall a bit here to give you time to get across the room or reach across your dashboard to the radio dial. Okay, now here's what happens at the end of the film. The boxer, played by Hilary Swank, is badly injured. She's paralyzed and on a ventilator, and her trainer, played by Clint Eastwood, helps her commit suicide. For the past several weeks, disability rights activists have been saying that this ending reinforces the incorrect idea that severely paralyzed people cannot lead lives worth living. Commentator Deborah Jarvis, a hospital chaplain, says there should be a second controversy about the ending of this movie.
So I loved Clint Eastwood's film Million Dollar Baby. But if you should happen to become a quadriplegic on a ventilator and you want to die, you don't have to beg a trusted friend to sneak into your room in the dead of night, disconnect your airway tubing, inject you with a lethal dose of drugs, and risk going to prison for murder. You can just ask your doctor to turn off your ventilator. I know, it made for a better story, and it does make us consider some hard ethical spiritual issues, and God knows I'm all for that. But the truth is, wanting to shut off your ventilator is simply refusing medical treatment and being allowed to die. It's a basic right of all competent patients that they can stop any medical treatment they don't want. They decline blood transfusions, antibiotics, dialysis, chemotherapy. Refusing these treatments is no different than requesting to be taken off a ventilator. Many people live on a ventilator, Christopher Reeve being the most famous. I have been with several patients who have asked to be extubated, even though they knew they would die. The one most like the character in the movie was a 41-year-old man who broke his neck in a diving accident. He made it clear to his family that he did not want to live on a ventilator. I don't know whether it was the right choice. Even his family members were divided about the decision. But this was his decision, not the family's, not the doctor's. A psychiatrist was consulted, and it was determined that he was mentally competent. The family asked me to pray with them. His nurse, her eyes filled with tears, turned up his sedation until he was unconscious, and then slowly turned down the ventilator until finally it was off. No one had to smuggle in adrenaline, then scurry out into the dark of night. It was a treatment decision made by a patient. That's all.
Deborah Jarvis is a chaplain for the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. Million Dollar Baby is up for 7 Oscars on Sunday, including Best Picture.